Will he take him on? He looks at Rivers and he says, "You're a little old. I'm young and I'm sneaky." Around one, Ames lets it rip. Strikes at two. Michael Walters wins the game for the Dockers.
Off the ground for Pavlich. Look at the celebration.
This to send them into a home preliminary.
Welcome back to the Talking Freo podcast, the podcast where we give you all the latest Freo news and updates. Wait, Harry, before we start, hello, you're not here with me today, are you?
No, we're in separate rooms. This is so we can make sure we can still do podcasts while in the near future in case we can't meet up with each other. So it should be interesting to see how this goes.
It will. So if anyone else has any ideas what we can do to keep the podcast interesting, DM us, talking_Freo on Instagram. So, yeah, what else do we have on the show today, Harry?
We'll be discussing the AFL suspension indefinitely and what it means to Freo. We'll also be taking some of the questions from our Instagram, talking_Freo, and we've got a new segment, haven't we, Ben?
Yeah, we do. So our segment is called On This Day. Obviously, it's been quite relevant on Instagram at the moment with no footy. So we're going to, if it happens to something big has happened in Freo's past on a recording day, yeah, we'll pop it in, won't we, Harry?
Well, and we're also going to look at our five top favourite Freo players from the last decade.
Also, make sure you go follow us on Instagram, talking_Freo, like I said before. Also on our merch, we've got a discount, haven't we, Harry?
Yeah, we put it down to $20, so make sure you get the T-shirts while you can.
Okay, so Harry, the season has been suspended indefinitely or until May 31st, as the CEO of the AFL, Gillon McLachlan, has said. So can you just give us a rundown on that?
Well, basically, he's suspended the league until May 31st because of the coronavirus. This is going to be very interesting times for Freo and all the AFL clubs financially, as we've already cut down on our staff by 75%. So that's a lot of people, which is very unfortunate because we're just building up our culture at the club. So hopefully we can get them back when the fans and games are back on. Also, talking about the AFL games being cancelled, the AFLW has been cancelled, which is very unfortunate for our Freo girls, as we were undefeated in finals, had a home prelim final. So we were looking to win our first ever premiership. Unfortunately, that can't happen.
What do you think of that? I think it was I can understand why they've done it, the logistics of it, but I thought it was pretty poor of the AFL just to cancel the season, even though they're trying to still get the men's all the rest of the men's games done. So what do you think of that?
I feel like they could have maybe suspended it. It depends what the other girls have got to go on other sports, so that's probably the only reason I think they might have just cancelled it. But you got to think about it. They didn't have to have the conference system. If they didn't have the conference system, we would have been awarded the premiership, which is a bit disappointing. But the players did vote the week before for what final system they want. They said they want a 3-week one. But then again, every team that's in the top four in each conference is going to vote for a 3-week final system, apart from Freo and North Melbourne, who would be playing in a grand final that wasn't voted for that.
I just felt sorry for the players and coaches who have been dedicating their last, eight, nine months to the season, just to have the carpet pulled from underneath them. I felt really sorry for them.
I feel like it could spur them on next year, make them work even harder. And we've got a good young group, so hopefully we can bounce back next year and get our first premiership.
With the season being suspended, what does this mean for Fremantle as a club? I know you were talking about the staff being cut down to 75%. So do you think that more financial side of things, this could be bad? Obviously it is, but give us more in-depth talking about that.
Well, we did lose money last year. That was mainly because we got rid of Ross and Rosic. That cost us a lot of money last year because we had to bail them out. But we were already behind in money. So this is definitely going to be affecting us, as memberships and sponsorships are like 73% of the club's income or something ridiculous like that. So with fans not being able to go to games, it's going to affect the income of the club massively, and sponsors won't want to pay as much this year as they've got to deal with their own crisis over the coronavirus. So it's going to be interesting times for Frio. We've already cut 75% of staff, and the players are going to be taking a 50% pay cut thing. Is that right, Ben?
Yeah, no, the AFL Players Association have agreed to take a 50% pay cut. Also, Gillon McLachlan said he'd match the players when they came to a decision, so he'll be taking a 50% pay cut as well. So I think that's really good of him to step up like that.
It's really good of him as well. And we've also, hopefully, the coronavirus starts to die down a bit so we can get back and play some footy so the clubs, other clubs, not just Frio, can keep the money up, because I think it was the AFL have said that the Dockers are holding steady right now financially, which is a good sign.
It's good. I think that having Simon Garlick as our CEO, obviously appointed in, I think it was December last year, or maybe even earlier, November, I think he's really, really led this club well through really challenging times. Obviously being a new CEO, what did you think of him?
Oh, I think he's been really good so far. He's been positive throughout the whole situation, and he's keeping Frio fans up to date very often, which I think is very good of him. He didn't have to do that. And I think just like he's in a really bad position right now because of the financial stuff he's going to have to deal with for the next few months. But he's always remaining positive, and I think we'll keep the fans positive as well, which means no one will panic throughout this situation.
Also the same a little bit about our friend of the podcast, Dale Alcock. He's been really good emailing members every few days to just give us an update, and just a lot. It's just really transparent by the club, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And I think they're going to give us an option so some people can keep paying for their membership if they want to, and some people can say, oh, no, I don't want to pay if we're not going to games. And I think it's good for the club so people can try and support the club if they can, if that they're in position to be able to do that.
Yeah, like you said, it depends on the individual's position if they can afford to, because it is quite a lot of money if you think about it, and if you're not getting your money's
worth. Going to games, yeah. It's a lot of money.
Okay, so do you want to move on to the questions from our Instagram followers? I'll just pull them up now. So we've got a question in from Tamil underscore, sorry if I pronounced the last name wrong, Masalimani. So he says, are Frio going to win the flag this year? Because I hope they do. Well, I hope so too, Tamil. What do you think, Harry?
Yeah, flag mantle. Well, I think we got unlucky in the women's game. I think we got very unlucky not to win the premiership. I think we were a really good chance. In the men's, I think we're still 2 or 3 years away from being into that position where we're premiership contenders, but I reckon we're definitely ready to make finals with our young squad. It's just how consistent we are, and if we do play this year.
I know, I agree with that. But even if we didn't play, it would give us a chance to get some of our injured back and blazing for 2021. We've obviously had a shocking run of injuries from the last probably three and a half years. So, yeah, it'd be nice to see what a fully fit Fremantle side could do, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be very interesting, because we haven't actually seen a fully fit Frio side for a few years. And I think we're finally getting to that point where players with injuries are coming back and they're ready to go. I've got the next question here, Ben. It's from turbo.southo_and_Frio_sim. He said, is Michael Walters overrated?
The answer for that is no, absolutely not. Next question. The next question is from Real Kecocliffe. Where will Frio go in the next 2 to 5 years?
Well, I think, as I said a minute or two ago, I think we're getting close to that position where we're going to be premiership contenders. We've got a really good young squad. We've got a few players next in this year's draft, I think, are going to be part of our academy to bring in, which is a good sign. We've got a good academy going now. Tendai Mazungu is actually involved, and I think he's doing a really good job in the Next Generation Academy. So I think the next few years we can really start pushing for finals and maybe get our first ever Premiership. The next question is from Hawthorne Zone. He's got a very loyal listener of the podcast. His first one is, do you think there'll be an AFL season?
Oh, look, I can't really, you can't really say at this point. The conditions are changing every day. That's all you hear about in the news. But at the moment, it's not looking very likely, to be honest. If I know I hate to say it, but I can't see one going ahead if it continues the way it's going. But I hope so. I really do hope so. So next question again from Hawthorne Zone. Which player do you dream of having on your podcast?
Well, currently we really want Walters on the podcast. Sun, I reckon he'll be really good to bring on the podcast. And past player, we really want Mickey Barlow to come on. He's been a really good player for us in the past. We reckon it'd be really interesting to get him on the podcast.
And he's got a podcast of his own, I think. He's trying to get into the media and he's doing quite a good job. Writes in the papers quite often, actually.
And the last question from Hawthorne Zone is, what are your thoughts on AFL Evo 2 and will you be buying it?
Well, certainly we will be buying it, won't we, Harry? We're going to be making a series.
Yeah, we're going to be making a series on our YouTube channel, which we'll be posting on very soon when AFL Evo comes out. The YouTube channel is called Talking Freo. You can subscribe now if you want to, and we'll be doing an AFL Evo series on there.
So just to get there, it's like a career mode. So we'll probably have a – do you reckon we'll create custom players, Harry?
I reckon we could. We could have lots of different career modes, being the coach and own players.
I think we're going to bring Zach Dawson back out of retirement.
Definitely bringing Zach Dawson out of retirement, one of my all-time favourite Dockers players.
Talking about all-time favourite players – on our Instagram stories, we are doing the Fremantle fan favourite, aren't we, Harry?
Yeah, but this one's current players, so we're putting that on our Instagram stories and all our Instagram followers can vote on that. And after we finish the current players, we're going to do all-time favourite, which will be very interesting to see what the Freo fans think of that.
Okay, so talking about favourite Freo players, new segment. We're going to do, while the footy's off, we're going to do every podcast, five favourite things. So that might be games. So we'll probably have five favourite games coming up in the near future. But today it is five favourite Freo players in the last decade. So let's go one by one. So I'll do my fifth, you do your fifth, and we'll go down from there.
Okay, ready.
Okay, so my fifth favourite player of the last decade, I know it's probably a bit controversial, but as I mentioned before, Zachy Dawson, solid defender, the golden fist of Fremantle. Would you agree with that, Harry? Would you include him in your top five?
He always tried his best and he had that fist, very good defender. Sometimes he probably should have marked it instead of a fist, but, you know, as Spud said, you need a fist. Whenever in doubt, you double fist it out. So I'll go to my number five, and he's actually playing on the team right now, and that's Sonny Walters. I think he just worked so hard. Like, obviously, I think it was 2012, he actually got sent to Swan District, so his work ethic wasn't hard enough. And now he came back from there, took Ross's feedback, and he came back, and now he's one of our best players, and I think he's an inspiration to everyone.
Mr. Clutch Man.
Got ice in his veins.
He does. So my fourth favourite player, we also mentioned him before, Mr. Tendai Mizungu, kicked our first ever goal in a grand final. He was a really solid player, really hard worker, like you said about Michael Walters, never gave up, just got his job done, and he was really efficient by foot.
Yeah, I totally agree. So my number four, another man that's clutch in many of our games, especially against Richmond, David Mundy. I just think he's a 300 gamer. He's done so much for the club over the last few years, and I think he's just a bit like Sun, works really hard, works everything he gets.
Oh, clutch man again. My third, Hayden Ballantyne, the little electric forward pocket rocket. Oh, he's just always been one of my favorite players. He got me really excited as a kid, or as a young kid, should I say. I just remember the standout goal. It's in our intro, the first clip in our intro, the goal against Geelong, Jared Rivers on Pav's 300th game. That was electric, wasn't it, Harry?
That was very electric. Okay, moving to my number three. This player was great for Freo. Was really unlucky not to play in the second grand final in 2015. He was actually injured in the prelim final, and that is Mick Farlane. What a legend he was for Fremantle. Great defender down back. And, he's just a club legend.
He is. He, obviously playing with some of the older boys, such as the current coach, Longmuir. So he was around for a long time, and he was a great defender up until his retirement. It was a sad way to go, going out in a prelim where we arguably should have won that game.
Very unlucky we were. Few mistakes in the last quarter, and that was it, and Hawthorn ran away.
Okay, so is it number two now?
Yeah, number two.
Okay, so number two probably won't come as much of a surprise for in my top five, but it is Mr. Nathan Fyfe, dual Brownlow medalist, All-Australian captain. What more can you ask of young Fyfe? He's a club legend, and he would without doubt go in the AFL Hall of Fame. Probably one of the greatest ever, if I can say that.
He's also got a chance to get his third Brownlow. Spoiler alert, he didn't make my top five, but that's because I'm actually going to wait for him to have his last maybe up to 5 or 6 years at Freo, maybe even more, because I think he could win even more Brownlows and maybe even get his, be involved in the Dockers' first ever premiership. My number two is the player no one is taller than, and that is Sandy. Aaron Sandilands, the tall man. My favourite moment of him was when he hit the ball to Stephen Hill when Stephen Hill came off the interchange bench. What a moment that was for Freo.
Also, on that, his retirement game, he had a chance to kick a goal to bring the absolute house down from 25 out, slight angle, and he's missed it.
Yeah, it was very unfortunate. I think that might have actually been a milestone goal as well, something like, it was either 100 or 200th goal, one of the two.
Yeah, I thought that was the same as well. Moving on to number one, I think everybody knows who this is, Mr. Matthew Pavlich. I don't even need to say no more. All-time club record holder, games record holder, should I say, 700 goals. The 700th being in his last game, where we got up against the Bulldogs. I'm sure he's probably your number one as well.
Pav is my number one as well. It was a sad day when Pav retired, since he was such a club legend. I don't think it'll be a while, if it does happen, before someone beats his club records in games. Just like, because we're travelling from the West every second week, it was actually such a brilliant achievement for him to get to 353 games.
It is. So just if Pav is listening by any off chance, congratulations once again. So on Wednesday, we had the good news that Sam Sturt was nominated for the NAB Rising Star after his performance against Essendon, kicking three goals. That's some good news for once from the last couple of weeks.
Some really good news. He had a really good debut, three goals, which is really good, especially when we didn't really score many goals until the last quarter, and he was involved. Like, it's usually Fyfe and Walters to kick the winning goals, but Sturt got in there, kicked a few. Unfortunately, we couldn't win, but Sturt definitely showed what he's made of.
Also, Harry, I know this isn't really on the topic of Sam Sturt, but we were talking about Matthew Pavlich earlier in the podcast. Do you think he'll ever come back and work for us?
Well, it's a very interesting question, Ben. It's hard to tell, because when he retired, he said he wanted to take some time away from the club, because obviously he's been there for years before he retired. So that's fair enough, he wanted to take time away from the club. But Now he's involved with Channel 9 and Fox and all that in the media. It's hard to tell if he'll come back to the club in the near future. But I reckon definitely at some point in his life, he'll definitely come back to the Dockers to do maybe just even voluntary work for goal kicking.
Okay, so before we get on to the last segment on this day, Harry, Mr. Darty McCarthy has uploaded an iconic video to, it looks like, Instagram, and it's just been, it's been circulating, hasn't it, Harry?
It's definitely been circulating. It's very funny, like, because obviously the players won't be very happy that they can't go to the club and train, but I think he's using what a negative to make a positive, and it's really funny.
I think he's just, he's just a, the name says it all, doesn't it? The username does say it all.
It does say it all.
Okay, so we get on to the last segment now. So on this day, 10 years ago, club legend Michael Barlow made one of the most iconic debuts with having 33 touches and 2 goals.
Yeah, what a legend he was for us. Like, that debut was crazy. You don't see debuts like that very often. 33 disposals and 2 goals. That's like Brownlow medal. 3 votes sort of quality, and that was on debut.
I think he did as well. I think he did get the 3 votes from what I can remember seeing. I think I saw it on YouTube, it just popped up in my recommended about a year ago, and I watched it and I was just taken aback by the – he doesn't look like a debut player.
Was it – yeah, he doesn't. I think he debuted a bit late as well compared to most people.
He was 22 when he debuted.
Yeah, so that's a bit older than what most people are, so he's a bit more mature. But was it 2011 when he was on track to win the Brownlow before he broke his leg?
Yeah, so it was 2010 against Port Adelaide. So I don't know if he was on track to win the Brownlow, but...
People said he was pretty close, which is still a good effort.
No, especially for his debut year. Tim Kelly almost, really.
Yeah, Tim Kelly. He ended up winning a debut late, don't know how. How we let him slip out our backyard to Geelong in the first place.
Oh, imagine if we had him on our team, though.
It'd be crazy. That midfield, Akers, Fife, Brayshaw, Tim Kelly. Can you imagine that?
It would be great. Also, shout out to Tim Kelly for getting our local footy club some, how many Sharons? Probably 50 Sharons.
Yeah, so we got Sharons for every year group now, which is great work, Tim Kelly. Keep up the great work, mate.
Okay, that's a wrap on this week's episode of Talking Freo. Thanks for listening, guys. And just, thanks for sticking through some of the maybe glitchy audio. I don't know if you guys heard that, but thanks again. Next week, what are we going to do next week on the podcast?
We'll have another top 5 segment, probably top 5 games we've ever witnessed. More updates on what's happening with the coronavirus and just some more new segments that we'll come up with the next week.
If anyone has any ideas, send them through, like I said before. If anyone wants to be on, we're happy to have you guys on to keep you guys busy during these tough times.
Just go and DM our Instagram, talkie_freo.